We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Setting it up.
Got it.
Got it. Get it good. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, from around the world, the gracious two. What's going on?
Hey. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in.
Tuning in, man. Happy Memorial Day.
Tuning in from the days when your TV had an aerial and you had to like move it around to tune in the signal.
Antennas. Ding.
I remember that.
Ding. Yep. We had like three channels and nothing on. Now there's a shit ton of channels and some stuff on, but it's so crazy how much stuff there is to like watch nowadays.
It's insane. You can't even keep up. And what's funny is like, I used to have cable because you had everything on cable. You could fucking record shows and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that was getting expensive. And then everyone's like, get off cable. So you get off cable. And now if you subscribe to every goddamn streaming service, you are way over what you're paying for cable.
Absolutely.
And I moved into my new place and I just didn't even get cable. I'm not even missing it right now. I just watch YouTube or Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Hulu. Hulu's kind of
I got off of Hulu and Disney because Disney owns Hulu and I wasn't supporting Disney.
Tired of being molested. You know what I'm saying? Those creepers over there.
Groomer motherfuckers.
Is it true that Walt Disney is frozen in like some kind of suspended animation thing? I heard that he is.
He could be. I don't know. Let's check that out. I'm looking that up.
Time will tell. And if he comes back alive, he's going to be like, what the hell happened to the world, man?
Exactly. Like, what happened to my beloved company? How to become a pedophile ring.
Exactly.
Even Bill Maher's calling him out now. It's like, come on. Because that Nickelodeon thing came out, which I have not seen, but it's all about the pedophilia going on Nickelodeon and the millennial. And that there's one guy, I think his name is Greg Peck or something like that. Got fired by Nickelodeon for molesting kids, did 16 months in jail, and then guess who hired him? Disney.
Wow. How do you...
Convicted pedophile. They hire him.
And how do you only get 16 months in jail for molesting?
Yeah, you should have your balls cut off and killed.
Yes, castrated, shoved in your eyes, all that shit. Like, they should stop it from where it came. Like, get rid of them all. Torture chamber style and reset.
And let's get it right, people. I'm not a hateful person, but like if you molest kid, you're a piece of shit and you deserve anything that happens to you.
100%.
Like our pedo in chief president.
Yep. Boo doo 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 doo. Biden.
I put up a video yesterday because, you know, Lloyd Austin, the SecDef, is speaking at the Memorial Day commemorance and Joe Biden is behind him asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sleeping on camera.
Wasn't on his cocktail?
Yeah, that's what I said. I guess I didn't get his drug cocktail correct.
Yeah. And which Joe Biden was it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And the good old, I just, every time I refer to him now, I just call him pedo in chief. I'm just, you know, I've seen too many videos of him sniffing and groping kids. And then the Ashley Biden diary is now real. And he's taking showers with his teenage daughter and she became a drug addict. His son's a drug addict. Like, what the hell happened to that fucking house of horrors over there?
Exactly. And Jill, why didn't you stand up for anything? Like, why are you just sleeping by while your husband being a fucking creepy weirdo? Fucking.
And by the way, I don't ever hear anything about Trump's fucking molesting his kids or fucking groping kids or being all fucking weird. But, you know, because he's blue, everyone just ignores it and forgives it. It's fine.
Right.
Just like Bill Maher said, it's like, even kid fucking and pedophilia now is excused because, you know, you're so tribal. You want to be on the right team with the Blues. Yeah. Like, and the left is the only, the left constantly is pushing, you know, the grooming, they're pushing pedophilia. They're pushing, they're trying to normalize pedophilia, make minor attracted persons. The California legislature is trying to pass a law. Well, no, they, no, the Democrats in the California legislature declined to pass a law that would have stopped or would have allowed illegals that are convicted pedophiles in their country to be shipped out of the country. California voted against that. The Democrats. Nah, I'm not worried about that.
Not worried about that, huh?
Nah, not worried about it.
Why? I mean, Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Republicans and the right's not perfect, but I don't see anybody on that side pushing normalization of pedophilia.
Right. Right.
Nobody.
And
not a one.
They want to say Trump's creepier for saying his daughter's beautiful. Like he's loving to his
my daughters are beautiful. My creep.
Right.
Fuck off.
No, no, no.
But that's the thing, though. They take anything that he says and try to blow it up. Meanwhile, you literally have a pedo in chief in the White House. It's excused because he has a D behind his name.
Yes, sir. And we could say this shit because it's real and people like to sleep through everything and just like, oh, he's sniffing somebody's hair on stage. It just, it's normal. No, it's not. It's weird.
This is not normal.
Person feels creeped out. You could see him like, see her like looking up like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, like, there's videos of him like putting his hand around him, touching their like under their boobs or like just really fucking not cool.
Insane shit. Yeah.
And these kids are flinching away from him. And it's like, there's tons of those videos.
Yep.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Disgusting, disturbing. And people just turned a blind eye to it and just allow it to happen. And just, it's okay because fucking what? He's on your team and fucking you want to bring America down with him. So it's like, it's just a strange like time to be alive when the weird is okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, there's no way I would be that tribal. I mean, if it was Trump, I would be like, he's a fucking piece of shit pedophile too.
100%.
But he's not. So, you know.
Exactly. And the truth hurts people, right? The truth hurts. Like, you know, you can't fucking just sit by idly sitting there and just be like, oh, it's okay that our president sniffs girls. It's okay that our president showers with his daughter. No, it's not okay for any of these things to happen, but people put up with it for what? For what?
I really to be on the team, I guess. Yeah, I gotta be on the team. Gotta be on the fucking team.
Rah, rah, shish goomba.
It's insane. Like decency and morals are eroded because you're on a fucking team.
Eroded. Yeah. I mean, fuck that team and bring all of your team members and let's get together and I'll fuck you all up.
And I guess Biden just put out this ad saying that, you know, if Trump gets elected in office, he's going to kill black people. It's like, I saw the ad over the weekend. I was like, this is so ridiculous. Do people actually believe this?
They do.
And I guess they do.
Yeah.
It is blatantly just saying if he gets elected, black people are going to die. I'm like, what the fuck, man? The thing is that we already recovered this. We already had 4 years of Trump. Did he kill black people? Was he a dictator? Did he fucking do anything that they said he was going to do? Except when they got in office, they do all the shit that they said he was going to do.
Exactly.
And then he gave you a full warning of what Biden was going to do to the country. And what has he done? Open borders, lawlessness, wars, inflation, high gas prices. It all happened. Everything he said.
Yep.
All happened. And it's just like, nah. Oh, Biden's great.
He's great.
He's not orange, man. He doesn't make mean tweets. He doesn't even know how to fucking tweet.
Yeah, exactly. His thumbs fucking can't work properly. Joe, you got to put your thumb over here, according to the cue card. It's just insane that we could allow this person to like pretend to run this country and like
right.
I'm going to debate Trump and like, he's tough at times. And like, it's just a weird like person just to have up there, like doing his like spiel.
He's a Classic pathological narcissist.
Yeah, just man.
Constantly lies. Constantly lies. And why? I mean, blatant lies.
And they like it. They like it.
Yes.
I guess we got to, can we hop on that bandwagon and just say like the craziest shit and they people believe it and hop on it and get on board with it and like, you know.
No, because we're conservative.
Yeah. And we are conspiracy theorists.
I mean, I even find it hard to label myself conservative. Like I'm conservative for government wise, like, you know, small government, stay out of our fucking business, constitution, great, great, blah, blah. Like socially, I'm very liberal though. Like, you know, gays want to marry, you want to marry a guy, marry a guy. You want to be trans, be trans. Just leave the kids out of it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Don't make it creepy. Don't fucking want be in a bathroom with a, you know, a little girl because you're a fucking male and you're weird.
Right.
Yeah.
And he, yeah. And I keep citing Bill Maher just because it's cool to watch his sort of awakening. He still has Trump derangement syndrome. He still thinks the Russian collusion thing is real. There was some evidence of that. It's like, no. But he was like, why is it the, like these guys that dress up as drag queens, why do they want to read to kids? Like what's the attraction?
Yeah.
Why? It's a great question. Can someone answer it? Why do they want to read books to kids?
Right.
And it's like, well, for diversity and blah, blah, blah. And Bill Maher says, it's like, well, why don't you have a handicapped person read to a kid? Because they're more likely to encounter someone with a disability. If you're trying to be tolerant and like, and you know, diverse and like, yep. You want to expose them to different things. Okay. Expose them to a handicapped person, have a person in a wheelchair or that has, you know, some kind of disability come in and read to them.
Right.
Great.
Right.
But you want to have drag queens read to them.
Yeah. Why does it have to be sexualized for little kids? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because they're trying to fucking normalize it.
It's so weird.
Across the board.
It's so weird. Like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, be free, be all you want to do, but leave the fucking kids out of, man. Let them have their childhood. Let them fucking grow up and learn and fucking love and all that.
Yeah, exactly. There's no scenario where raping a kid is going to turn out well for that child.
Right.
No scenario at all, ever.
Ever.
And Germany just passed a law decriminalizing child pornography.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Decriminalize. I mean, why, where is that okay in somebody's brain? How does that come about?
I mean, again, it's their liberal democracy and they're very liberal over there. So it's like, oh, it's like, if child pornography is being made, a child's being raped.
Exactly. Exactly.
How are you decriminalizing that?
Yeah. And how is anybody okay with just even like it being a topic, like, right. Like where was that board meeting? Like, oh, we should, you know, make child pornography legal. Like what? Where were the people that got together?
I know it's like no common sense. It's fucking wild, man.
None.
It's wild.
They don't
understand. Or there's no common sense, but maybe there is common sense because they are fucking evil pieces of shit and they want to rape kids.
Exactly. And that's the scary scenario is that it's fucking evil people fucking doing this shit. And then people are hopping on board with it for why? What reason?
Because they got to be on the team, man.
Yeah.
We're blue. We're Democrats. Yay.
Motherfucker. And I say that like lovingly, but Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck, man? Wake up, everybody. It's not okay for any child to lose their innocence anywhere right. Along the line. They should be innocent until they're fucking adults, man. Like, that's the fucking, like, to be a innocent child is like a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like, to that is crazy. And
they're putting the books in schools. I mean, like, my 10-year-olds, you know, I don't even, like, if something comes up and it's kind of sexual, I'm like, oh, we're not talking about that. Why not, Dad? Well, because you're not old enough for it yet.
Right.
And I found out the school's like teaching them shit, I'd be like, we'd have problems.
Of course.
Luckily, the public schools and where they go are are decent here, in, even in California. So it's a good thing.
Hallelujah.
I constantly ask them what's going on, what's happening. They talk about anything weird. No, it's all good.
Oh, you're an involved parent, Chad.
Well, that labels me a domestic terrorist, though. So if I go to the PTA meeting and raise a fuss about anything, then I'm a domestic terrorist. And it's, that comes from the left, too.
Insane. And these
people, from the left, too.
Yep. They like to bark to get their stupid agenda across because they want to feel cool or some shit. Like, no, you're not cool. You're fucking up the world. You're fucking up your own children. Like, fucking stop it. Stop it. The nonsense has gone on long enough. The loony bin has been let out long enough.
Closed. Way.
Yeah, man. It's like, what the WTF?
WTF. Now, speaking of the loony bin, the Apple top 100 album, greatest albums of all time has come out. And I looked at it. I would have been surprised if Throwing Copper was on it, but it's not, which is fine. Whatever. We don't get included in that kind of stuff. But the number one record, according to Apple, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Over Thriller, over Purple Rain, over Abbey Road, over Nevermind, over, I mean, it's like, wait. Who in the fuck picked this DEI thing to be the number one album of all time? I mean, come on. She's a great artist. The record was great, but the number one of 100 records of all time above Thriller? Come on.
I'm guessing Steve Jobs is rolling in his grave. You know what I'm saying? Like, no way, fucking Apple. That's not the number one record of all time.
I guess Michael Jackson wasn't black enough, so, you know.
Exactly.
This is fucking crazy, man. It's nuts.
It's insane. You got to wonder just, like, where the screw got turned a little too loose and, like, people are just like, okay, we're just going to be okay with all this crazy cuckoo-ness. Like, man, it would be good to be a fucking evil psycho nowadays because
I wish I could just retreat back into like not knowing any of this bullshit.
Yeah.
But
having a heart, not like realize people have feelings and you could fuck people up for eternity.
Yeah, exactly. Empathy is a bitch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Caring for your kids, empathy, it's a bitch. But you know, once you awaken, then you can't not see the shit.
My goodness.
And now the media is calling, you know, the all the Trump people a cult. It's like,
yeah,
it's a great cult. We want secure borders, no inflation, no wars. We want to rebuild America. We want to make this place great as it has been. We want to stop lawlessness. Yeah. Okay, I'm a cult. Sign me up. I'm in the cult.
Sign me up is right.
I'm great with that cult. Meanwhile, you have the other side that wants full-term abortions, open borders. They think Joe Biden is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They want lawlessness in the cities. They want to defund police. They celebrate George Floyd's birthday or death anniversary as like some big fucking thing. It's like he's a fentanyl addict that died of an overdose. But, you know, great. And then it spawned a movement called BLM that took in billions of dollars. And then all the owners of that, or the leaders of that organization, were buying mansions in California, but they're against capitalism. They did nothing for black people. Nothing. They didn't put a dollar into the inner cities. They don't say shit about shootings in Chicago or Atlanta or Detroit or LA. They don't say anything about inner city black on black violence. Nothing.
And don't even mind that they set it up to have these inner cities, like just have like over, like not enough teachers for students and like really set it up to be a Shitville place.
Like, that's the other thing. Democrats are against charter schools. They are against charter schools. You know why they're against charter schools? Because it's not indoctrination camps that all the kids go to.
Yep.
And charter schools are great. I mean,
they actually work and help.
Yeah. They're privatized. They have better curriculums, you know. And
one of my good friends was a teacher for a charter school, an art teacher, and the guy had passion and passion working with inner city people and like really just like a love to teach. And that's like the people who flock to those positions. They're not there for the fuck of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, there's a charter. There's a great charter school system in York. I got to give it up to my hometown. They have a great charter school system there.
Rock on.
It's working.
It does work. I mean, and that's what you need. Like, and that's where really where you start like to lift people up, the education and like showing them different routes and like.
Well, that's again the government and the Democrats. They don't want to. They don't want to.
They don't
prioritize the education of inner city people.
No.
They want them to be dumb. They want them to be stupid. They want them to, you know, they don't want them to be educated.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're all stupid. I'm not saying that. But the government wants them to be not informed and not intelligent about, you know, what's going on in the world, their potential as a human being, is what they can do with their lives, instead of they just tell them, oh no, you're black, so you must be oppressed. It's like, what a great message for the tolerant left that all black people, you know, like the governor of New York said, black kids in the inner city, they don't know what a computer is. It's like, huh?
They don't. Why?
It's white liberalism, the most racist people on earth.
Yeah. And it's like so in your face, so black and white. And, you know, they could just say, we're not racist. You are. And we're just going to show you how to do racist things and be racist. But we're not racist. You are.
Like, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Yeah. It's amazing that you could just say one thing, do another, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you could get away with anything. And just, it's absolutely insane. Like, when did it become like cool for the wrong people to be right? Like, it's just insane. And you're just going to say, no, you're the problem, not us. We're not creating the problem. You are.
But
it's completely the opposite. You're creating.
I'm going to text Gigi, see what's up with her.
Yeah. What's up, Gigi? So we're supposed to have our guest, Gigi Campbell. And she is a tour manager for Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, which is crazy cool. And she's done so much work with a lot of people. I mean, Sum 41, Disturbed. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The fingers she's had her hands in, you know, like just
the hands. The fingers she's had her hands in.
Yeah,
she's one of the very few female road dogs out there. There's not a lot of them.
Right.
Oh,
right.
She thinks it's Thursday.
Oh, we got our days. So yeah, it's hard when you're, I guess, on that tour life. You know, you think it's this day of the week, that day of the week. You know, it gets a little crazy. Tell her that the email has been sent. The link is there. If she could join it, she could join it.
Let's see. I'm texting her right now. See if she can come on.
And that's the beauty of this live show. Again, folks, this is how we do it. Is you get to see all the flubs, failures, and successes that we go through in real time. And that's how we keep it Dougie.
Dougie.
Row my boat. Row my boat.
Let's see if she can come on or if she wants to reschedule.
Yeah.
About to reschedule.
And either way, it's all good in the hood. You got the gracious two out there, us, audience. And we think
shit and bullshit real time.
Exactly. Exactly. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Anybody watch that show?
What's that?
It's Guy Fieri, who's like fucking the man, the myth, the legend. I just get so many cool ideas from these places he visits and, you know, stuff he goes and sees. So it's like a cooking show, basically. It goes to like towns and goes to diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, I just get like cool ideas for recipes from it. And it's just a really cool show, fun to watch. And Cuban Picadillo was the latest recipe that I got from there, and it's a delicious treat for your mouth.
Cuban picadillo, what is that?
So the recipe I came found, it's like ground beef, olives, peppers, a little tomato sauce. It sounds like crazy, wacky.
No, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, dude, it is delicioso in your mouth. You could eat it, you know, straight out of a bowl. You could put it on a wrap. You could put it over a salad. Like, there's so many ways you could munch on it, but it's absolutely delicious. And if you never had it, grab yourself some Cuban picadillo.
There's a good Cuban place up in LA I used to go to, but I don't think there are any Cuban places down here in Orange County.
No, huh?
You know what other kind of food I really like? Ethiopian. You ever had Ethiopian food?
Is that, that's like a hand food, right? Like you're
Yeah, you eat it with your hands, but they serve it on this, you know, they bring it out. It's all these basically different piles of mush, but yeah. It's like meat and then they bring it out in this tray, but it's all on top of this big piece of, I think the bread's called jara bread. It's like this spongy flat bread, but then you eat, that's what you that, so they give you more of that and then you tear off pieces of that and then pick up the mush.
Yeah,
the flat bread, eat it, so good.
Oh dude, I could dive into any of that stuff.
Damn. So Gigi thought it was Thursday and she even had a cute outfit planned for us. Dang it.
Our loss.
So we're gonna have to reschedule because she barely has cell service. She's very apologetic.
It's all good. It all works. We are all good.
I guess we should have reconfirmed with her yesterday or a couple of days ago. Whatever. It's all good.
I kind of did. I emailed.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
I'm not going to. I'm gonna blame this one on Gigi, not us. But it happens. Stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? Memorial Day weekend, tour, life, hey, all stuff. It happens. So
exactly.
I mean, don't hate to participate.
We don't have Bobby today. And now Gigi got her days crossed. It's all good. We'll get her
back. It's all good. So, Bobby's getting a sex change for those wondering why he's not here.
He's going to become a flat earth sex change person.
Yep. He's going to fly over flat earth in his superwoman costume very shortly. So Russia, man.
Yeah.
They're just crazy shit, man. The Russian drone plant that could shape the war in Ukraine was a headline that I read from the Wall Street Journal about 13 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a little something like this. I'm just going to read a little bit from you. Early last month, cell phone footage captured a aerial vehicle. Sorry, the screen got a little slowly winding towards its final destination in new installation in spreading drone wars. A drone itself was being used to hit a site where enemy drones were being made. The target was a high-tech college manufacturing complex in Russian steppes, where Moscow is aiming to scale up production of the weapons it needs to gain an advantage in Ukraine. So I guess Russia is like really amping up their drone technology and like trying to like, you know, go crazy on Ukraine now.
Yep.
And again, we're funding this war that really we had no business kind of being part of. And all we needed to do was say that we wouldn't let Ukraine join NATO. That's all Putin wanted.
Right. He just wanted that signed by NATO. And the head of NATO is coming out now and just bragging about, oh, yeah, we didn't do it. It's like, and you caused this war. And everyone's cool with it.
Everybody's cool with it. But
Ukraine, yay.
But we cannot let Israel stop Hamas. That we gotta.
No.
Gotta stop them from defending themselves and stopping, people who go into festivals and rape and kill and murder and all that stuff. We cannot allow
Israel. And still have hostages, by the way.
Yeah. Huh.
Mainstream media doesn't seem to talk about that. They still have literally have about 100 hostages. If they're dead or alive, who knows? But
And
if they're alive, they're in a fucking world of hurt. You know that.
Is it because the industrial military complex just needs funding or something? Like, why are they okay with sending arms to Ukraine, but they don't want Israel to defend themselves? Like, I really just don't understand the thinking, how all this goes together.
Well, the Bidens and all the elites are laundering money through Ukraine. So, you know, that's just, you know, speculation at this point.
Par for the course. I mean, yeah. Isn't that funny that there's actual bank transactions that they could trace from Hunter Biden to his uncle to their, you know,
back to Joe. Yep.
Mm-hmm. To Joe. Yeah.
Oh, there's no evidence. Don't worry about it. CNN says there's no evidence, so it's all good.
None. A shoot to kill on President Trump at Mar-a-Lago for files that he technically
use of deadly force or files that they sent him that he didn't want. And then they come to raid his house to get him. Yeah. So he has classified files. And then they set up a picture and they put all these top secret pages on top of everything and take this elaborate picture, making it look like it's just like way worse than it is. And by the way, what they never fucking say is that President of the United States has the ability to declassify whatever he wants.
Yes. Not the senator.
The senator and vice president do not have that ability.
Correct.
But he's too old to stand trial. But he's okay to debate Trump and run for president and be president for 4 more years.
Isn't that funny how that works?
It's funny how that works. Yeah.
So
it's funny when you have a D behind your name, what you can get away with. It's fucking sweet, man. It's great.
God bless America and nowhere else.
This is the Lord talking. God bless America and nowhere else.
Yeah, baby, baby.
Sorry, I stuck some helium and I got my balls in a vice.
Balls. It's just wild. The world is fucking nuts.
The world is nuts.
It's nuttier than it ever has been. And it's just getting worse.
We just have to sit back and take it and not stand up. But jokingly, because November, we get to vote and we get to rid the world of actual evil. And just by a vote,
people. I hope. Yeah. I fucking hope, because it's getting crazy. And it's just, you know, the trajectory that we're on is not fucking good.
No.
The whole world. And it's, I mean, it's not good. Like, you're going to be a fucking slave.
Yeah.
Under all the elites. That's what they're going for. That's what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to fucking acknowledge it or not, that's what's happening. And they're trying to destroy and weaken the United States, because we're kind of the only thing standing in the way of it just being completely fucked.
Is that why NATO or the UN is giving maps to how to sneak into this country illegally?
Yep. Why else would they be doing it?
Right.
Humanitarian reasons. Get the fuck out of here. Bullshit. Oh. Sick of hearing it.
Don't make
it's humanitarian.
Yeah.
It's just funny. They sit there and they judge everything based on this false sense of the world that everyone's nice and they just want to come to the United States because they're looking for freedom and the economic, you know, they have to boost themselves personally, and it's all good and everything's just shiny and happy people and everything's just so nice. Meanwhile, yeah, you got fucking people from every shitty country in the world that's trying to destroy us coming in at will.
And no, I mean, there's even like some of the people that they've documented coming across are rapists, mm-hmm, murderers,
pedophiles, known terrorists.
Yeah.
Bring them on in. I just saw a guy talking about, he's like, you know, has China sent in like some of their special forces? Are they going to activate at some point? I mean, they could.
Absolutely.
If you were an enemy of the United States, why wouldn't you send in, like, you know, special forces to start fucking shit up?
Right.
I mean, I think we would do this. Oh, well, we do the same thing.
For sure.
Not through open borders. We just insert them and then they go fuck shit up. But But they have open pathway just to walk right in.
Yep. And
you get, but it's cool because Joe, Democrats are in charge. Yay.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Fuck off is right. Because they don't have your back. They don't ever.
No, they use you for your vote. The Democrat elites use you for your vote.
Right.
That's all they want. They want to be in power. That's it. Period. And not to say that Republicans aren't like that too, but as I keep saying, Republicans are not pushing this crazy fucking bullshit that's happening.
That's the whole key, is like, what agenda is being pushed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Yeah.
I think the rhinos are in on it too.
For sure. For sure.
But majority, I think, of Republicans now are just not down with it.
Nikki Haley, how you doing over there?
Yes.
Got your name and got your number.
Vivek Ramaswamy called her out really well in the debates. It was awesome.
Dude, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's great. I can't wait to see who Trump's VP pick is. I don't know. I have no idea.
I know. He's keeping us on the edge of our toes for the second in command. I'm sure
it'll be a damn sight better than Kamala Harris.
Anything is better than Kamala Harris. I mean, fucking.
Ugh. And she has fans too, as well. So does AOC. Like, people like her, and they like follow her and actually listen to what, like, and make excuses for her word salad bullshit that she talks.
I bet
she's great.
Yeah. I bet you the people she prosecuted, like, unlawfully with no fucking, you know, no evidence or anything, they love her too. Yeah. You know, being put in jail for crimes they did not commit. Put
thousands of black people in jail for bullshit.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, right? Because she's black or whatever.
Well, she's not African American. She's Jamaican and Indian.
She's Jamaican me crazy.
Not American Indian. East Indian.
East Indian. You
she
know
is not African American. So sorry, people. You don't have your first woman African American vice president.
No.
It's not true.
No.
And sorry.
Does Michelle Obama have a dick? I don't know. But but that's where I can get a little squirrely. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I just saw a video speaking of that on Instagram. And the guy was talking about how was it Malia? Malia is the oldest Obama daughter?
I don't even follow the Obamas because
I don't either. But you never see a picture of the whole family together ever. This guy pointed out. I mean, maybe like lately you haven't seen one of them together. But she has now moved to Hollywood and she has changed her last name
to.
He didn't say. I don't know. I gotta look this up, but.
It's
if you ever see the Obama's best friends, the couple that they always hang out with, I don't know what their names are, but Sasha and Malia look just like them.
Holy Nikes.
And I'm not saying it is or isn't, but it's uncanny.
I still want to see
how much they look like this other couple.
I'm going to go back. I want to see Obama's birth certificate. I'm going to get crazy. And start. Coles and a ruckus. I mean, because that's really where, like, you know, people shut off is that. And I get it. But mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was whatever.
What do you mean they shut off about the birth certificate?
Yeah, because that's
That's because they've set it up that way. You can't question it because, oh my God, it's how you're talking about. You're crazy for even talking about that.
Right.
And this is what the media does and the left. They shut down any opposition, any talk that is opposed to their view, they badger you until they shut it down.
How did they get that powerful, though? I want to know.
Because they have the media on their side.
Yeah.
They have the newspapers. They have the, most of the mainstream media is just puppets, whatever they say. So they can just get up there and say, no, it's not real. No, it's not real. No, it's not real. You tell a lie enough times, people believe it.
Right.
And no matter what it is.
And then they have, of course, again, Republicans get fucked along with it because Republicans have been in the swamp as well and played mm-hmm. along in their fucking horrible shittiness. So they're all fucked up when it comes right down to it.
Yeah.
But it's so staunch on the left. It's mm-hmm. crazy. At least you got some on the right that are, you know, trying to make America great again.
Right.
It really is.
They all need term limits. I just, you know, just fall back to that fucking term limits for these people.
100%. And why is that a bad thing to say? Why is that a bad thing to do? Like,
well, because all those politicians don't want it.
No, they do not. They would like their fucking, like, as your dying breath, like, push the button to vote. Like,
how else are they supposed to become millionaires on $130,000 a year salary?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And that goes for all those assholes. Like, I mean, I think there's some that, that don't do that, but most of them do insider trading, become millionaires when they go in office. It's like a meal ticket.
100%, man. There's not one like senator, congressman that has like died poor. They all are way wealthier than they should have been. Mm-hmm. Like from, what's to say, kickbacks or, you know, passing bills, whatever. Following
insider trading. Yep. Insider
trading. Like it's so deep that like, if you just look at what they should have been paid and what they're actually worth, show you how corrupt they are.
100%.
Here it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you make per year, and then this is what's in your bank account. How did that happen?
Exactly. You'd have to work like 1,000 years to make that much money.
Right. Right. And it's all across the board. Across the board. So it's like, it runs rampant. And that's what, you know, again, I don't want to, just because Trump is saying it, draining the swamp, like, God for it, he is the one who sees it and fucking wants to call them out and pull them out. Like,
Right. Yeah,
unfortunately, he is kind of the savior. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to say it, but, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, he is the only president in modern history that didn't take a salary.
Right. Right.
That's one thing I would point out when people were like, well, he's just in it for himself. It's like, well, why didn't he take $400,000 a year then? If he's just in it for himself.
No. And
if you were just in it for yourself, why the fuck would you run for president? Unless, well, that's a dumb statement because you want to enrich yourself like the Bidens.
Yeah. But
if he was in it for himself, like, it's just, you know, it seems that you would just take that salary. I mean, you didn't see Joe Biden donating a salary to anybody, did you?
No. He donated it to his fucking earlobe. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
just to pay all the other 5 Bidens that are around. Exactly. They got to get paid.
But I'm just saying, like, Trump put his money where his mouth was. You know what I'm saying? Like, he proved
what
he could do.
And he came into office and he left poorer. Not that he's poor, but he left his net worth went down when he left office.
Went down. His fucking like world was turned upside down. People want to fucking kill him. People want to put him in jail. Like he doesn't need any of this. And he's still trying to make America great. Like, God bless the man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. And if he was really in for himself, he would just fucking quit and go retire and be doing this thing.
Exactly. He doesn't need any of this nonsense that's going on. He doesn't.
It's like, I would like to say that to people on the left. It's like, could you just for one instance, just think about the possibility that he actually fucking cares about the country? Could you just entertain that for like one second. And just ponder it for just 1 second. Stop saying that he's just there for himself. He's a racist and he's a white nationalist. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like Jim Brewer does that rant. It's fucking awesome. He's a racist and a white nationalist. So great. But anyway, it's like, yeah, just for 1 second, could you just contemplate that possibly he's doing this for the country?
Yeah. He's tired.
Because his first 4 years kind of showed that.
Yeah. Kind of. Definitely did.
Yeah.
The China flu, if it didn't get here from the fucking Wuhan lab,
which now the NIH has had to admit that they funded gain of function research.
Oh,
again, that was another conspiracy theory that, no way, that never happened. You people are crazy for talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
True. AstraZeneca pulled off the market. Blood clots. True.
True.
Pfizer apologized for harming people with their vaccine. True. Masks don't work. True. Social distancing was made up bullshit. True.
Yep.
Russian collusion. Bullshit. True.
Yep.
You knew it was fake.
I gotta go steps further and seriously think that the fucking COVID-19 was released to get rid of them. Like, I'm going to really put on a fucking tinfoil hat now and fuck some serious shit.
Well, just remember what the Democrats were doing. When Trump wanted to close down the airports and the borders from China, especially in the beginning of this, remember what the Democrats told him? That's racist. You can't do that. That's xenophobic.
Yep.
And then they let him in.
Yep.
Remember Nancy Pelosi went to Chinatown walking around no mask? It's fucking safe here. In San Francisco, it's safe. Look, we don't need masks.
Joke.
And then they got in the power, and that's all of a sudden, Trump, to the good or the bad, fast tracked the vaccine. Guess thought it was the right thing. I don't know. But so all the Democrats, when he's fast tracking it, they're like, we're not taking that. We don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
We're never going to get the vaccine. And then they get in the power, and it's like, you're mandated to take the vaccine. We're kicking you out of the military if you don't take the vaccine. Meanwhile, we're going to let in 10 million people that aren't vaccinated to take your jobs.
Crazy.
Logic. I love logic. And logic does not apply to their what they fuck they do.
And you could flip-flop like that. Like, the fact that you could be like, no, this vaccine is bad. Trump fucking warp-speeded it and fucking blah, 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 blah. And then you get into office and now everybody's got to take it because, you know, you're in power and you're going to get this money from the fucking, you know, big pharma.
Big pharma.
And now it's okay. Like, what the fuck? This all happened in front of our faces. And
there's still people that believe it. It's just fucking wild,
I don't understand, dude. I don't understand.
It's wild.
I gotta,
It's those people that are still walking around with their masks on.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Driving around with their mask on in the car alone. Yeah.
You're a face diaper that doesn't do shit.
Shit.
Nothing.
Shit. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You weirdo.
I'll show you a picture of a level 4 biohazard suit that they wear in the labs where they're, you know, working on this stuff. It is overpressured. It is sealed. Nothing gets in or out. But your face diaper is going to save you. Okay, yeah, sure. Sounds good. I knew that. I mean, I knew that at the time. I was like, this isn't going to do shit for a virus.
No. No, 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 no.
You're going to kill grandma if you don't wear your mask. Fuck you.
And they kind of
There was no notable increase in the death rate between 2019 and 2020 or 21 for that matter. So where's all the extra deaths that happened from COVID? Because they don't show in the statistics. Between 2019 and 2020, 1 million people are supposed to have died. But it was about the same for both years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because guess what? Those people were going to die anyway.
Yep.
They had comorbidities. Yep. Most of them were obese.
Yep.
They were older. They were dying anyway. People die. It's just a fact of life.
Yep.
Oh, you're mean for saying that. No, it's reality. People die every day. Sorry.
What killed everybody, like, right off the bat, putting on those fucking
ventilators.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. And then
remdesivir is fucking horrible. Once you put on that, that's a death sentence too. And that was like the protocol.
Yeah.
And the hospitals, they were paid money at certain levels. Like, if they admitted somebody for COVID, if they admitted somebody, they were paid. If they diagnosed them with COVID, they were paid. If they put them on a ventilator, they were paid even more. Like, it was a racket, man. It was a fucking racket. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
They're not trying to save you.
No. They're trying to kill you and get the money.
And get paid, exactly.
It's crazy. And then people are like, yep, we're on board. Give me the shot. People got fucking tattoos of the fucking, I got my vaccine, Pfizer, fucking really weirdo. Like, you're cool.
Oh, my God.
You're so cool. And now what? Your sister's got a fucking blood clot. Your fucking brother died. Like,
oh, I have a friend in Australia. Her brother died of turbo cancer. The guy was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It had had very little symptoms. Went to the doctors because he was feeling kind of weird. Boom. you have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You're gone in 6 months. He died like in 6 weeks. It's unbelievable. So fucking sad. I feel so bad for her. But he didn't consult the family and he got the vax because he wanted to, you know, go to the pub.
Can you imagine, dude? It's
sad as hell, man.
It's so sad. And people are still like fucking taking it.
My God. That's what blows my mind. The shit's coming out more and more and they're just got to get my booster.
Yeah.
Okay. It destroys your immune system. People then are like, I got the booster, but I got COVID. It's like, yeah, no shit. Cause your immune system is destroyed by the vaccine. Well, it's not a vaccine.
No, it's not.
It's a gene therapy.
Yeah.
So good luck.
It's actually a fucking fucks up your DNA and can fucking do like crazy shit that like
your body, you know, makes those spike proteins, doesn't know when to stop, doesn't know how many it's going to make, just keeps making them. Your ovaries get destroyed. Your testicles get destroyed. You get blood clots. Your fucking heart gets fucked up. You get strokes.
I just think the good that I was in decent health, got COVID, because seriously, like I was on almost on board for getting the vaccine, the jab, and I got COVID and I was like, okay, so now I have, you know, antibodies. I don't need to get it. And they were forcing it. And then they pulled the first one off. And I was like, okay.
Right.
Even
when you had the vaccine or even when you had COVID, they were like, oh, you still have to get the vaccine. It's like, I already had it.
Why? Why do I have to get it? I have antibody. Exactly. I have antibody. Better than the fucking whatever.
Yeah, your immune system makes much better antibodies than the vaccine does.
Yes.
In any case, that's why, if you before they had the chickenpox vaccine, you would go to chickenpox parties, get chickenpox as a kid, and guess what? You never got again, chickenpox. But if you get the vaccine, you can get chickenpox again, as long as you get, unless you get your boosters, mumps.
I don't get it.
Measles, rubella, all this bullshit. All these vaccines are on the childhood vaccine. Oh, I have a good friend in Portland whose son was injured by a vaccine. The DTaP vaccine, he just won from the U.S. government $242,000 plus a whole lot more money coming every month for this kid to take care of this kid the rest of his life because the vaccine injured the shit out of him.
Wow.
He can function and he can move around and stuff, and he's getting better because they're doing therapies to make him, you know, help heal his body. But like he was injured by the vaccine. U.S. government, he sent me a picture of the check. I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, so some people think that's not real too. It's like, no, that's real. The vaccine court has paid out like $4 billion, $5 billion now to vaccine injured and killed and people that have been killed by the vaccine since 1989.
Like hush money type of shit? Like
what? No, not hush money. No. They you have to, if you are damaged by a vaccine in this country, which is not what happens with COVID-vax because it's emergency youth authorized. So you can't even sue the government for that. For when you're fucked, when you get injured from COVID-vax, you're fucked.
Right.
You have no recourse. But all the other vaccine manufacturers, all the shit that they give our kids all the time, that they push on kids, mandated to go to school, all this bullshit. If you're injured by one of those vaccines, you have to go to the U.S. basically vaccine court and prove that you were damaged or injured by it. And once you do, they pay you.
Wow.
It's not hush money. It's your only recourse because you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers.
Well, at least there's something, you know, that to get help a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like it's,
of course.
Yeah. But it's still like, it shows like, so they know it's doing stuff and hurting people. So like, maybe it's not one for all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
it's not one size fits all.
Exactly.
But that's the whole reason that the vaccine manufacturers gathered together in 1986, went to the U.S. government and said, our products are inherently unsafe. We're going to stop making them unless you give us liability.
And government was like, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense on some level. It's like, yeah, we know that products of the pharmaceutical industry makes do not, some people they don't injure, some people they do, some people they kill. So if you're trying to like stop all these childhood diseases, it makes sense to give them liability when they ask for it because, hey, our, you know, our products injure people. We need liability. This right. is for the good of the collective people. You know, it's like
the whole.
Right. But on the other hand, those companies are fucking evil. They cannot be trusted.
No.
And so you have products coming from them that are barely fucking tested. And the way they get approved through the FDA is just ridiculous. If they have an existing product that's approved by the FDA, they can just piggyback off of that one and say, this new one is like that, close enough to that one that we don't have to do the test for this one. That's how they get approved. It's right. freaking nuts.
And they've proven time and time again just how evil they are with fucking all their shady ways of putting shit to the market. Mm-hmm. OxyContin, like, just for in general, made to not be, I forget how they worded it, like not addictive or something like that. Like the FDA put it on the label, like,
oh yeah, that's in the movie on Netflix, how they approved. They basically wined and dined that one guy at the FDA to get him to make this language, certain language that the fuck was it? Now I can't remember what it was that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But there was this one little piece of language that then made the FDA approve OxyContin for general use.
And you see it, Chad, where yeah. like the states and the counties and stuff that they put it out in, like, you see the crime rate go up like real quick after it happens. And they were mm-hmm. saying, like, oh, they're not, if they look addictive, it's called pseudo addiction. Just prescribe them more. And like, they need, their pain tolerance is going up. They just need right. more of the medicine. Motherfucker, you're turning them into heroin addicts. And exactly. when they can't get their fucking medicine, now they're going to rob and steal and fucking do whatever for it because right. you got them addicted, not right. pseudo addiction. They don't need to be prescribed more. You need to fucking not prescribe this shit the way you are.
What was the name of the company? Their whole Purdue. Line was Purdue. That's right. Yeah. Their whole line was, oh, you've abused our product. You were a drug addict. You're a piece of shit. It's your fault.
Right. Right. The Spackler family. Go fuck yourselves, by the
oh
way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable. But so, yeah, but so on here on the vaccines, they got that all correct over there. They're all good. It's all safe. Safe and effective. That's the tagline. Safe and effective.
Yeah.
Not safe. And especially for COVID vax, not effective.
At all. It affects your health. It didn't affect.
Yeah. Well, it's effective. It's effective at fucking up your immune system. It's very effective at that. It's yeah. effective at promoting turbo cancers. It's effective at giving you myocarditis. It's effective at that having all these athletes pass out on the field.
Causing blood
fucking
clots.
Die on the field. Yeah, blood clots. It's effective at doing that. It's not effective at combating COVID.
Nope. Safe and effective. How dare you? And that's our fucking governing body saying that to us. So, of course, as an American, you're like, yeah, we have to believe in these people because, you know, they're the ones that are protecting us and all this shit. No, they're the ones you're fucking making money off of you and fucking getting you on this shit so they could fucking just... Fat in their wallets. Fat.
These are the same people that approve all these disgusting, additives they put in food that are fucking people up too.
Right.
That's like, was it 30? Is it 30 or some countries? Our food is banned in 30 countries. Like the shit that we eat here is banned in 30 countries.
Yeah, but it's okay for us.
It's okay for you. You can eat it. I think Russia has better fucking food, you know,
their Heinz ketchup.
Less harmful food than fucking United States does.
Yep.
But Putin's evil.
Yeah, Putin is evil, but.
Exactly. But.
Well, he's got, like, he just wants his power. So there's his evil, but he actually cares about Russia. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, while he's evil in his ways of shit, he still fucking cares about his people and doesn't want them to fucking be dying by fucking putting Heinz ketchup on their burger.
Well, plus he doesn't subscribe to the big pharma cartel, so he's not ruled by them. Right.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, we don't want those disgusting ingredients in our food. And he can say no because the pharmaceutical company can't say, well, if you don't do this and you don't get this. And he's like, I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
And hey, Biden, did you talk to Putin since the war in Ukraine started?
Exactly.
Oh,
another thing. Right. Oh. Why would you have a dialogue with him? Eh, fuck it.
Nah. Why? We could possibly save lives, stop people from dying. Yeah. Nah. We'll just
that'll call off the money.
Yeah, that would siphon the money from going into our accounts. It would stop it. So let's not talk about it. Let's just let go on and fucking let people die for no reason. Like, all you needed to do was have a conversation and literally not expand NATO. Like,
just if Trump gets elected, that war is going to stop so fast. It's going to be unbelievable.
Like that.
Turned off.
Night and day.
That's my prediction. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's my prediction.
Well, you know what? We're going to watch it happen because November, he's going to win because they can't rig this election this time. There's no fucking way.
I don't know. Don't say that.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But I kind of do this time.
No, you know what they're starting to do? They're starting to like sprinkle out this bird flu bullshit. They're starting to, that's the new.
Yeah, so the WHO
kids gotta watch for it. H5N1 bird flu's coming. It's jumping out of animals. I just watched this whole video on YouTube. Like, this guy's like, oh, it's gonna hit us. I'm like, oh my god, it's government propaganda. Here we go. Trying to lock us down by the fucking election, mail-in ballots again.
I hear a bird and it goes, fuck off.
I will not comply. That shit comes back. I'll be like, fuck you.
Fuck off.
And if I die because I didn't comply, well, fuck, I died free. Fuck you.
Yep. I'm going to shit that bird flu out all over people. But for real, you know what I'm saying? That's what they want. They want another fucking pandemic, scamdemic, whatever the fuck, so they could get their greedy little paws in the election system again and spew their nonsense. It's not happening this time. You fooled us once. Shame on us.
I'll have to find I'd love to find the video of Fauci. He gave a speech right after Trump was elected saying that this president's going to face a worldwide pandemic. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a video of him saying it. Mm-hmm. And then they had, what was that? What was the, they had a drill in October of 2019 for a COVID virus. It was like Johns Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They had this whole drill about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
there's a name for it. I have to look it up again. But they literally had this whole like drill about what would happen if there was a worldwide pandemic for a COVID virus. And then lo and behold, only like 6 months later, the whole world's locked down because of a COVID virus.
Insane, dude.
You know, they say that they always project what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Through movies. Through their speeches that people are like, oh, he didn't really say that. But that's what he fucking said.
Yeah.
Like when Bill Gates is saying, through vaccines, we can decrease the population marginally.
Yeah. Marginally. Bill Gates.
And now the vaccine's killing a bunch of people that he invested in and paid for and made a bunch of money on? So weird.
So weird. Billionaire status.
But you know, it's conspiracy theory stuff, man. What are you talking about?
You think Bill Gates took the vaccine?
I guarantee none of those fucking elites took the vaccine. They got injected with this, you know, saline. Yep. Or didn't get injected at all.
Right. When Joe Biden was getting it done on TV, fuck off, dude. We know you didn't take that shit because if you did, you would be fucking falling off more stairs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Like, don't fucking, I mean, he bullshits us all the time. So it's like just another one, you know, chalk it up. It happens, but I guess people just like fucking shit in their face. Shit.
The amount of lies the guy tells is just unbelievable.
It's crazy. And people just like it. I don't know why. Like, all right, man, I'll go back to the Bill Clinton days. Shove a cigar in fucking, you know, Monica Lewinsky's ass. I don't care. Like, cool.
But yeah.
Shit. This shit is crazy, man. Like,
and Clinton might not have told you stuff, but I don't think that, I mean, just didn't seem to like blatantly lie to your face. about small dumb shit like riding on a train across the bridge to, you know, the bridge that got taken down in Baltimore. I rode the train across that bridge. No, you didn't. There's no train tracks on it.
Yeah. You rode the fucking train to Looneyville and we got on board somehow. Don't know how, but fucking here we are.
And I grew up in the Black community, in the Puerto Rican community, in the Indian community, in the whatever
bitch
culture he needs to identify with. He grew up in that community. It's like, dude, how would you have like, well, I mean, there are five Bidens, but like, did you have five people back then growing up in these different communities for you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That guy lives in fucking Stupidville and fucking people are smelling his farts. It's just crazy though. Like, I wish that like I could do that shit, you know, just say whatever the fuck I wanted to, make shit up and just believable because I said it, you know, like,
yeah,
that's a cool fucking magic trick you got, Joe.
Well, but then the mainstream media is like, they're like, oh, he misspoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he just misspoke. He didn't remember. Oh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But if Trump would do that, you would hold him accountable. Fact checkers. Yeah. That was the thing about Trump's presidency. Fact checkers all the time about everything he said. Do you see that with Biden? No.
No.
Never.
No.
Unless you say something about Biden, then they'll fact check you. Like, oh, this lacks context.
It's thank God for Elon Musk. The fucking just like put a monkey wrench in their fucking whole scenario and buy Twitter because we could have been royally fucked, way worse than we are now.
Right.
If he did not do that, like, thank God he exposed the Twitter files and fucking,
oh my God, yeah,
let everybody know like what shady shit was going on. The Hunter Biden laptop is real, folks.
Another one.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
real. Fucking election interference. You know, when you're saying fucking all this shit, Russia collusion, that's real fucking like propaganda bullshit. Like,
I was listening to Rogan, Dave Smith, Rogan, and I guess they were talking about Karine Jean-Pierre. Somebody asked her a question about the Trump trials, and she's like, I can't comment on that because it's, you know, the 24 election is coming up.
Okay.
It's like, wait a minute. Did you just admit that it's election interference?
Yeah.
The White House speaker just admitted that the trials are election interference?
Yeah.
Because they are, as we know.
Wake up.
What's the coincidence of all these charges coming in the same year? All these bullshit charges happening in the same year. And all the cases are falling apart just like we knew they would.
And why are people okay with it? Like, why though?
Because it's Trump, and they've been taught that this is what you do. You degrade somebody to the point where he doesn't seem human, and then you can just do whatever you want to him.
I guess so, but I still, no matter how you cut this fucking pie, I would not be cool if I was on the other side. Like, even if this was my home team and fucking rah rah shish goomba. No, not cool, man. Not cool, any of it.
And I think when Trump comes in office, I don't think some of these people do need prosecuted because they have done treasonous, fucking crazy dereliction of duty shit.
100%.
But what's going to happen is if he prosecutes any of them, it's going to be like, see, you're weaponizing the government against your political opponents. It's like, no, I'm prosecuting criminals.
Right.
I know the left loves to, you know, give the criminals, like, you know, put the criminals on a pedestal and try to destroy the victims. That seems to be their MO over there. They love that.
Yeah. It's okay for them to put him on trial for shit that he didn't do. Fucking
right.
Picking off Stormy Daniels for fucking bullshit. Like, okay, that's fine, but you can't actually put criminals on trial for real criminal shit.
Oh, and then there's star witness Michael Cohen, who's a lying piece of shit, as we all know. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows this.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted in the trial that he stole $30,000 from the Trump campaign. He admitted on the stand.
Yeah.
Is he going to get prosecuted for that? Is, nope. Is Alvin Bragg going to prosecute him that for that?
Nope.
That's cool.
Cool. That's cool. And people are fine with that. Why? Why? I would not be fine with that no matter what. Like, I don't even want to like Trump. I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I mean, I've said this from the beginning. I wanted him to be president because he's an outsider, but I don't really like watch him speak.
Right. Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
He's a much better president than fucking Obama or fucking Biden.
Or then
look at his 4 years.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look at his four fucking years, man. Like, that's just it. Like, I don't want to have to like Trump. It just happens to be the guy has our best interests at heart. Shame on me. I'm a fucking dickhead. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's crazy, crazy.
That's fucking bullshit.
It is. And the Gracious Two continues to put the shit in bullshit. But you know what it is, Chad? Like, you got to say it. Like, we have to, we always like kind of pussyfoot around, but it's like we're starting to tell it like it is because you have to nowadays because the left has been lying for so long and fucking putting shit in front of your eyes that you know is not true and then saying it is true. Like, we can't just sit by idly and fucking do nothing. Like, now we have to fucking start speaking up and saying the truth and fucking throwing out fucking real research and all this shit. Like, don't just take our word for it. Do some digging, people. Check it out. Like, you're living in this world with us.
Well, that's the other thing that they push over there. Don't do your own research.
Right.
That's conspiracy theory stuff. If you look up, how are you going to do your own research? What are you going to do? I mean, they did that big time for the vax. It's like, you're going to do your own research? What are you talking about? You're not a scientist. Like, I can read shit, motherfucker.
And not only
what I read was then suppressed and was true. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was true at the time. And then it's suppressed and friggin' censored by social media and the mainstream media.
And not only don't do your own research, don't even ask a question.
Exactly. You're not allowed to question anything.
No.
Now, that is not a democracy. That is not debate. That is control.
Yup. Is that what we want? Is that what we want?
That's where you're going, people. I don't care what letters behind your name and who you voted for, but you continue on this path and you will all be under the thumb of the elites and they will control your every movement. I just saw this British guy talking about 15-minute cities. Like, that shit is fucking scary because they want to put you in these 15-minute cities. They will limit you to not have a petrol car, a gasoline car, only electric cars, which they can turn off at will.
Yeah.
And they want to keep you cordoned off in this little tiny part of the country. And you can only go here. You can only buy your food here. And you can only buy this kind of food. This guy was saying, like, yeah, they're trying to start to push this thing where, like, you can only have so many calories a day. And here's what you get to eat.
Rations.
That's where we're going.
Rations.
That's literally where we're going. And I'm sick of people trying to say that, like, it's not happening. It's like, no, just because it's not being talked about on TV doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah.
And you can call me crazy. You can call me whatever you want. And if we don't get there, great. I'm crazy. We didn't get there. Perfect. If we do get there, we're all fucked. We're all fucked.
All fucked. Right up the bunghole, people. The bung dilly.
Your kids will grow up in a fucking totalitarian fucking monarchy or whatever. No, not monarchy, but like, you know, dictatorship. And like, these world elites will just dictate what you can do, where you can go, what you can eat.
It'll be
there flying in their private jets, eating their meat.
Yep.
You have to eat bugs and you can't go anywhere.
We own nothing. We own nothing.
Exactly. That's the other thing. They're way against private property because they don't want you to own anything.
Crazy. And people just want to okay, that's fine.
They just want to get on their phone and go on Instagram and like put up that picture. I'm like, look how cute I am.
Yeah, I get it. I want to filter it up too, man. I want to filter myself having long hair again, but can't do it. This is the real J-Ro.
Get a wig. Get a wig.
Yes. And I'm going to be J-Rizzo. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that's what they want to do. Pull the wool over your eyes and become sheep and all that garbage. And if that's what people are on board with, then I don't know, man. That's not the America that was founded. Not the America I signed up for.
Well, they think they're on board with it because it's like, oh, I'll have, my neighbor will have exactly what I have.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. But then everybody will hit the wall if that happens. Well, they're like, wait a minute, I can't do that. Oh,
yeah.
go to my friend's house in the next town over during these hours because they're controlling that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't eat a hamburger. I got to eat this.
Social credit scores.
I can't go online. I got to only see this website or this social media. Oh, okay. Yeah. And when that is in place, it's too late.
It's too late.
And the only thing that gets you out of that is a bloody revolution.
Yep.
Blood. And
who's prepared for it? Because at that point, the guns are gone, right? We all already handed.
That's why they're always trying to take your guns.
Yep. Handed those in at that point, you know? It's a much easier society if you just hand in your gun.
Well, it's like that guy we talked to in Australia. He was all like giddy about the buyback thing. I was like, you gave up all your... You have no power now. The government's the only people armed. You know what that... You know what every time in history happens? They disarm the fucking populace and then they take over.
Exactly.
So you're good with that because there was one massacre... blah, blah, blah. And, you know, innocent people shouldn't die. I'm not saying that, but like, you know, you're cool with giving up your weapons because some fucking nut job. And it's always the person. It's that's the one thing, like when there's a car accident and someone dies from a car accident, you don't blame the car. Like a drunk driver. You don't blame the car. You blame the guy who was drunk driving the car. So you don't blame the gun. You blame the motherfucker that was shooting.
Right.
And more, you know what's happening? Trans people are shooters.
But they suppress them. Because they're mentally disturbed. You know, like...
I'm not saying all of them are.
Not all. Exactly. Not all.
But more and more of them now. You put them on these crazy drug cocktails, these hormones.
The ones that want to read books to fucking five-year-olds, you're mentally disturbed. Those are the fucking mentally disturbed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the mentally disturbed portion of the population in that, you know, community. Again, not everyone. I'm just being, like, funny when I say shit like that. But a lot of times it's a mentally disturbed thing when you fucking think you're a fucking woman when you're a man. Because you have no idea what a woman is when you're a man. You know?
Like, and that's the other crazy thing about it. It's like, define a woman.
Vagina that could
they gotta run, they gotta jump through these mental gymnastics. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, it's how you feel.
Yeah.
What's a woman? If you feel like a woman, you're a woman. Well, what's a woman?
Exactly.
Like, why? What's the fucking point of this? It's nuts.
It's crazy.
Like, if you're a dude, want to dress like a woman, fucking great. Cut off your dick.
Do it.
Go ahead. Have fun.
But
don't make kids do it.
Don't read to the kids.
Oh, there's more and more and more and more detransitioners. And they're, of course, you know, they're vilified by the left. They're vilified by the mainstream media. They're not covered. You don't hear from them.
They have nobody.
They transitioned and now they're detransitioning because they're like, I made a mistake.
Yes.
But I have no dick now.
Right.
I have no tits. I'm infertile. I cannot have kids. This is what happens.
It does. And people fucking kill themselves over it. People fucking do crazy shit over it. It's like, it's really just like, you know, think about it. Talk it out. Like, there's no rush to judgment. Like, you know, you could feel like a woman, dress like a woman, whatever the fuck you want to do. But, you know, you're a man. you know, just that's it. You know, born biologically a dude, born biologically a woman. Like, it's just you're dealt the hand you're dealt with at birth. I understand what you're feeling inside is a little different, but you're still biologically this way. And just because you feel you want to act feminine, by all means, go ahead, act feminine, but do what you got to do. Call yourself what you want to call yourself, but you know, there's only two sexes in the world and you're born one of them.
Exactly. And without fail, every person born was born to a woman.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, Chad?
That's weird.
It's so strange. Like, but in 2024, apparently not, dude. You could fucking...
You can't say that basic fact.
No, because then you're a...
But you have to believe the science on the vaccine, but you can't believe biology.
Nope.
That's been turned on its head.
Boom, shakalaka.
But they're the party of science because, COVID vaccine. That's what science.
What happens when you start spitting logic with real logic? You get fucking logic, people. Holy shit. Is that our show, Chad? Is that our show for the day?
I think so. That must be.
Yes.
No Bobby's World.
No Bobby's.
I guess so. We're going to reschedule Gigi, the pink haired Gigi.
Yes. And she'll be on. She'll be fun. We'll learn a lot about the road touring and all that stuff. Yes. All the cool bands she's worked with and hung out with. Sorry, we got serious sometimes in this episode, but you got to do that every now and again. You got to come back to reality, get off.
Well, there's always so much to talk about. There's always so much going on in this wacky world to talk about. So here we are.
Here we are. Do, 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 do. Do you ever watch Twilight Zone? Because we're absolutely like living the fucking episode of it now, in 2024.
Just read 1984.
Yeah. That's what you're living. Well said, man. That's exactly what we're living. But, good times on the horizon, people. I will say that loud and proud. I do have hope for the future. I do know that better times are coming. I do know our savior is coming on a fucking horse with his big fucking Donald Trump hair and fucking orange spray glow,
right,
coming to save your asses, America. So get ready, and you're welcome that he's here. That's my little funny spin on things, but it's the truth. Thank God we have somebody who's willing to stand up for what is right and fucking talk about what is wrong. Oh, he called Rosie O'Donnell fat. Yeah, she's fat. He wanted to grab a girl by the pussy. Okay, it happens. But he fucking runs a country like nobody's business. So let's give it up for President Trump coming 2024. Thank you, gracious audience. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, everyone.
Peace.
Later.